Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
On this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, we're going to visit the catacombs. These are the subterranean burial grounds. We think of them as being in the city of Rome, but actually they were in other places too. Paris, for instance, has a significant tunnel system of catacombs. The Romans, they simply didn't like death. They wanted to sort of push death, as it were, out onto the margins, even out of sight. And so they buried their dead underground in these catacombs. These catacombs play an interesting role in the history of early Christianity. In those early centuries, as Christianity is at odds with the empire and as the early Christians are marginalized and ostracized and persecuted, they found that they could worship freely in the catacombs. And in those early centuries, the Christians would gather there in the catacombs and worship. The Romans wouldn't go down there. They would send the slaves down there to bury the bodies and even just to dig out the catacombs themselves. And so the Christians were relatively free to worship there. We know this by the way they even designed sort of seats that they would sometimes build into the walls of these catacombs that they could have during their service. And from some of the early Christian art, the paintings and the depictions that were left. Another testimony to this is this wonderful early Christian hymn called O Gladsome Light. The words of the hymn tell us, O gladsome light, O grace of God, the Father's face, the eternal splendor wearing, celestial, holy, blessed, our Savior Jesus Christ, joyful in thine appearing. This early Christian hymn goes on to say that the day falls quiet and we see the evening light, and they pour out their hymn to Christ. Can you see it in your mind? The Christians are gathering there and they have the light in the catacombs and they gather around the light to worship together and to sing their hymns of praise. Well, as Christianity became legalized and as it spread through the empire, these became not only a place where Christians could meet, they also became the place where Christians would bury their dead. And a fascinating thing that we learn from these early catacombs is from the epitaphs that were left at a number of these catacombs. We have testimony of these epitaphs from the catacombs at Rome, and one of them just simply says, here lies Quintilian, a man of God, a firm believer in the Trinity, who loved chastity and rejected the allurements of the world. What a wonderful testimony to this man named Quintilian. We have another one to someone named Domitilla, and it just simply says, who believed in Jesus Christ together with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I find it very fascinating that many of these early catacomb epitaphs reference Christians' belief, explicitly reference their beliefs in the Trinity. It shows how important that doctrine was to the early church. Another one of these epitaphs simply reads, here I rest, free from all anxiety. What I awaited has happened. When the coming of Christ occurs, I shall rise in peace. It's a testimony to resting in Christ, isn't it? One of these epitaphs addresses the person directly. Her name was Apronionae. She was only 5 years old and 5 months when she died. And her epitaph says, Apronionae, you believed in God, you will live in Christ. What a testimony, what a hope of what our salvation means and the eternal life that we have in Christ. Another of these epitaphs reads, now that I have received divine grace, I shall be welcomed in peace. This particular text is eloquently preceded by that early Christian symbol of the fish. One last epitaph simply says, this person was a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have these epitaphs, and so we have the testimony of these early Christians in the catacombs. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.